Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Thank you. I want to thank you all for listening to When Pigs Fly. And, of course, I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And also, I want to thank Masonic Temple for allowing me to utilize their song Blind, which, of course, is from their album Follow Me. And to check out more of their tunes, you can happily go to myspace.com/mastem. Anyway, I want to wish you all out there, to all the fathers, a very, very happy Father's Day. Sort of funny, I did a whole spiel about Mother's Day, and I didn't do one for Father's Day, and I feel bad about it, but sometimes fathers get the short end of the stick, don't we? Anyway, but sometimes we don't appreciate our mothers, so it goes hand in hand. But again, I want to wish everybody, all the fathers out there, a very, very happy Father's Day. Now, there is some things, of course, everybody's watching the news, whether it's CNN or whatever, MSNBC or on the internet or HuffPost. They're hearing all the spiel about what's going on with Iran and stuff. I'm sure everybody's watching, and it's a transparency thing that's happening. And I want to say, and I hope this is reiterate some way, some form, to the people of Iran. First of all, Hale Che Tore, and second, all I can say, my thoughts and my prayers are out to you. Power to the people, and I bless you, that with you will have a free Iran. And there are some famous words that were once spoken well over 200 years ago, and I think it does indeed apply towards you. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare that the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, whether it's God, Allah, or Yahweh, with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men and women, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter, to abolish it, to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them to seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for any light or transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, which evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and obsessions and pursuing invariable those same object and vices are designed to reduce them under absolute deposition, it is the duty to throw off such government, to provide new guards for their future. So was said by our father of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. So the people of Iran, our hearts and our minds are with you. And as one great man had said, stand up and don't give the fight. because the ascension has begun, and I can feel, we can all feel, one day there will be no more religion, no more government, no more borders, no more hate, only us, the humanity, to demonstrate. And now that I've gotten that off my chest, I hope, I truly wish, like I said again, my prayers go out to you. Now, to another stream here, I just want to announce everybody. Before I get, I have a very, very special guest that's coming on. And I know some of you have asked me, I've seen emails in the past about what I'm having for next show. And all I say is one word, Ezekiel. Look it up, check it out, because that's all I'll talk about that. On August 14th, by the way, I will have a very special guest, plural. I will have Denise Vasquez and Randy Martinez, which will appear on my show. And now I will have indeed a surprising event. Perhaps I can convince them to play some tunes live on my show. That would be a unique thing. So, I just want to just give those a little announcement. And by the way, if any of you are going to be out here in Vegas or are here in Vegas tomorrow, of course, that's June 20th, from 1 to 3 p.m., I am having a book signing event for my newly released book, The Heretic. Of course, that's a sequel to When the Angels Have Risen, at Borders in Town Square, that's the mall, on 6521 South Las Vegas Boulevard, that's on the Strip. It's a huge complex. Please come down. I'm only going to be there briefly for 2 hours, so if you can make it, make it. I'd love to see you, and also keep sending your messages, of course, at flyingpigs@artlover.com, and, of course, at myspace/AndrewFetter, and then you got Twitter accounts, Twitter me at flyingpigs26, and I'll reiterate, please do also check out my any of my past shows. I got questions, answers, comments, and, of course, check out Ben Stewart's movie, Comatica. And speaking of past shows, you will have probably heard my guest here, Carrie Pezza, on several occasions have she's presented her analysis of the cosmos to what's been happening or different situations, particularly whether it's politics or things and events. I must say to you, when you re-listen to this, thank God it's recorded on the archives, she is so accurate. It is uncanny. In particular, whether things that she didn't have no idea, she's Canadian and was reading even stuff about politics in our, in the United States, and it came out everything to a nose and to a T. So I am pleased and honored to have, once again, Carrie Pezza, who is not only an astrologist, but an intuitive tarot reader, and she's going to give an analysis of the zodiac in the coming months to celebrate a summer of solstice. So, with due respect, Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and thank you, Andy, for that glowing review and for having me on the show. It's always fun to come on here and give my little synopsis of what I think the planets can foretell for the next couple months.
And I want to reiterate, any of you who listen to the show, it will go on archives sometime on Monday. So I have to say that some things, she spells out so much information, sometimes you go, wait, I got to read, what was that again? What was that again? So don't worry if you miss anything. Just, you know, check it out again. So anyway, you know, you did your analysis, and could you explain, first of all, a little bit how you do your own system? Because I know some astrologers have approached different approaches. What is your approach?
Well, when I do a solstice report, which is kind of a mundane event, it applies to everybody worldwide. Mm-hmm. To do it with the time and date of birth, you'd have to have a location. And to do it for where I live, it can only be from that perspective of the Southwest. So how I do a chart so it can benefit everybody worldwide, one chart for everyone, is I just do a solar chart. I don't use the time, I use the date. And I, for those in the know with astrology, I use a solar house cusp because the summer solstice is when the sun enters Cancer. I put Cancer on the first house at 0 degrees and follow through the zodiac like that. I won't try and bore your listeners too much with technical details. I have written a very technical report with all the astrological significance that will be published on my website tomorrow, which is zodiacbuzz.com. I promise that I'd give you the exclusive, Andrew. If anybody tunes in now, they're hearing my report here first. But it will be on the website tomorrow with all the technicalities. And what I look for when I do this, of course, is I put the planets in a solar chart, and then I look at the relationship to each other. And each house in astrology represents something different. The first house, which is the most important because that's where the sun is going into Cancer, is all about us, how we see ourselves. And I look at that from the standpoint of our nation. But you can also apply this on a personal level. Other houses represent different countries, foreign entities. There's different houses that represent our financial sectors, our sector as a nation and as a person, and then what we can expect in terms of other people's money, foreign help, foreign aid, or partnering up with somebody. And then I look at where the planets fall in these particular houses, their relationship to each other, and it's through that that I draw my analysis. Now, it's 3 months until the autumnal equinox, so that's my forecast period. What can we expect this summer?
So now the perspective that you're looking at is based upon, we're looking at just the United States or the people within the United States as a whole. Am I correct?
Yeah, this chart can apply to the world, but I look at it from a United States perspective because we live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I drew my report. And like I said, it doesn't matter where you live in the United States. It's one report for all. And then if we have time, there's several different charts for the United States, believe it or not, depending on what time you believe the Declaration of Independence was signed. Well, actually, that came after, but whatever day time you believe our country was incorporated. And the chart I use is the 7 degrees Gemini rising chart. Either way, the planets are the same. It's just the ascendant becomes different because of the time. But I've taken the planets from when the USA was incorporated as a country in 1776 and placed it around the summer solstice charts to see how it definitely ties in with us as a nation. You're taking, that's what's called synastry in astrology, when you take the planets of one chart and compare them with the planets of another chart, like you would do with two lovers or two people in a relationship or business partnership, and put them together to see what sinks, what goes together, and what can cause friction, where we're lucky, where we're fortunate, and where we might have to, you know, mind our P's and Q's. And it's very uncanny in this chart. There's some really tight aspects in the summer solstice chart alone between the planets. And then there, when you factor in the USA planets, there becomes some really tight aspects also. So it's going to be an eventful summer. In addition to the summer solstice, which
I almost sound like tight aspects instead of tight aspects. I'm sorry.
Well, that might be a good analogy, tight ass summer solstice.
But yeah, go ahead. So you're saying that they're within the next 3 months. I know everybody's on edge. What are they then? So what is the summation of your analysis of, I guess, the houses for the next 3 months then?
Well, in addition to this, we're also having a lot of eclipses this summer. We're wrapping up a cycle where the eclipses have been in Leo and Aquarius, affecting those two signs and Taurus and Scorpio. That's why you've seen things going on with money and gasoline and the economy and stuff. The eclipses now will shift into the two signs of Cancer and Capricorn. And we as a nation, because our birthday is July 4th, we are Cancer. That is our sun sign. Cancer is the sign of home and family. That's why we are such a patriotic country. And it doesn't matter if you're from Texas or New York or the Pacific Northwest, very different lifestyles, but that's why we call it the United States of America. There's still a huge sense of unity within this country. And it shows up in the USA chart. That unity still exists, even though we're going through turbulent times. We made it through the Great Depression. And we'll make it through this because we are a united front. We might see ourselves as a little grander and a little more important than we really are, but that's okay. It's better to be overconfident.
A little bit arrogance.
That's okay. I think it's better to be overconfident than underconfident, but yeah. We will have to mind our P's and Q's. Now, with these eclipses, just one more thing I want to say. I'm going to write a separate blog on that. You can look on my website in July. Because the eclipses are going to be affecting the signs of Cancer, that's going to definitely impact us as a nation. And usually eclipses mean change, big change. So as a nation, as a country, we're going to have to change. And that's already very evident. We've got a brand new government. Everybody's sort of downsizing at this point. There's a lot of other factors that play in. But big changes for this country. So the people that don't like change and are reluctant to change will suffer. Those that choose to change and be progressive will have a lot better time going through all this.
And what kind of changes are you proposing? Because, I mean, all things do change to some extent. There's always change. But, I mean, you're pretty much saying it's going to be a magnitude of drastic changes,
yes,
of events, probably beyond what even those people who think that they're have utilized the word change but are trying to keep things the same are themselves being put in a situation that will be themselves forced to change as well, is what basically.
Yeah, things are going to be shook up this summer. You know, if we as a nation choose to change and progress, it'll make the transition a lot easier. If we fight it, it'll be a lot more difficult. And that you can apply that on a personal level, too. Eclipses also bring hidden things to light. And there's all that theme or that message of hidden things coming to light is also evidenced in the summer solstice report. So that's a good place to begin, because whenever you see the same theme repeating itself, that's double confirmation.
So in other words, things that might also be coming into light, both on a personal nature as well as a grand political or grand scale, would come out to fruition to people. Like, you find out somebody's really not where they say they're from or propose where they are or whatever, or even our personal lives, our own belief systems change and perspectives change because of things that are thrown in front of our eyes. Our eyes are basically opening up in basically through these eclipses. Like right now we're going through the vibrational changes of change because we're being compelled by having our eyes open to new understandings of things. Is this what you're trying to say?
Well, that's one interpretation. It's interesting that you said people might be exposed as not being who they are. There's a lot of people who believe our president was not born in this country. It would be interesting if an alternative birth certificate surfaced saying he was born in Kenya or something.
Or other event. I personally think there might be something else. That's too of the obvious, but I think there's something else that's going to pop up that people are going to be in shock. You know, that there might be...
Shock is a good word. It's going to be an eventful summer.
Yeah, I think it's more of something, a collusion, almost to what's happening on Iran is like a point of scale. Here, I think it's going to be coming in fruition that we've been being played personally, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, that could come up because in this chart... First of all, 3 months ago, we had the vernal equinox, the spring equinox, when the sun went into Aries. So I did a chart for that. And at that point in time, the planet of Pluto, which represents power and control, was right. It was in a very public part of the chart, making us still appear powerful. Now that energy shifted, where Pluto falls on the house of partnerships and open enemies, and it's gone retrograde, appearing to move backwards, and now it falls directly across the sun. So we went from looking like a powerful nation in the last 3 months, a nation in crisis, obviously, because Pluto represents crisis, but now we're definitely shown as a nation in crisis. The asteroid Chiron, which is open wounds, is now in our public sector, making us look very openly wounded, and it gives, because Pluto, power, control, falls opposite the sun in the house of partners and open enemies, makes our enemies feel a lot more powerful, because we have gone from not just being a nation in crisis, but to being openly wounded. And I know from speaking with you, and your personal opinion is that our president maybe hasn't come across our new president with some of the things he's promised, and maybe hasn't made us look as strong in the world's eyes. And other people, I believe, are perceiving us that way, as looking a lot more vulnerable maybe than the U.S. has ever looked. Maybe giving them a false sense of belief, because Pluto is retrograde, that they are more powerful than us. And I think we have to be really careful of another attack. Pluto rules crisis through transformation through crisis. When it goes retrograde or moves forward, it has to slow down to switch positions, and that's called stationing. Pluto will station again to go direct on September 11th of this year. One of the last times it did that was September 11th, 2001. So
Wow. We
are very vulnerable, I feel, at this time to an attack from a foreign country. And I'm going with that it would be unexpected, because the planet Uranus, which rules the unexpected, falls in the summer solstice charts of foreign nations, foreign parties. And, there's really a lot of stuff to look out for. And with the eclipses, too, exacerbating things, we need to be careful and communicate very carefully.
Now, how does it derive if we're doing it from a overscale, a political side? I know a lot of people out there, I know, because there are there's a multitude of people out there who are dire straits, that are being, looking on their own personal bubbles, so to speak, which I can understand how they feel, even though I believe we're all interconnected throughout this whole universe. But on their own personal scale, how would you apply that to their own personal problems? Like, if you were, in your words, how would you apply through the eclipses and stuff, the changes and occurrences and all that, apply to on a personal level? How would, instead of just like, I know we just talked about in a political overview of the United States, how would it, as a person, like somebody sitting, whether, I don't care if he's in Wichita, Kansas, or Los Angeles, California, or Las Vegas, Nevada, or Miami Beach, Florida, how would that person-to-person approach be applied?
Well, I think people in general feel much more vulnerable, and people that may have felt powerful or have been in prominent positions within their community, or, there's certain neighborhoods in every town. You're from L.A. Zip codes are important, and people that once held a position of prominence now might be falling from their throne, so to speak, making them personally vulnerable to attack from their enemies. Everybody has an enemy or two. I don't care how nice a person you are.
Could it also be applied to what they call the Wheel of Fortune? Like your boss will now be you'll be his boss, or her boss, or whatever, vice versa. I mean, they always say, though, there's a Wheel of Fortune, and then be careful who that you talk down to, because who knows, they may end up in a position above you. Is that the possibility as well?
Be careful who you step on the way up, because they'll be catching you on the way back down or something. Well, there's definitely a shift in power. And even the typical middle-class person is appearing vulnerable and openly wounded through mortgage foreclosures and that. And they might perceive their enemy to be the banks, or, those that have power and control over their finances or mortgages, if they're going into debt or declaring bankruptcy. So there's a lot of wounding right now, and a lot, like you said, power shifts. But I'm not so sure that, I like to say it's perceived power. There's people, countries, whatever.
Yeah, 'cause power is an illusion anyway, but
Okay, others that might perceive themselves as being more powerful,
right.
And people in general might feel more vulnerable to attack, not just from personal enemies, but from like the bank, their employer,
right.
The economy. Yeah, that definitely plays in. But, I'm a big believer in creating your own reality. I don't buy into the collective conscious that we're all in dire straits. I just worry about myself and doing the best that I can, because that's, I believe,
well, we're all our own co-creators, but we're all sort of very much connected. But I think it's also an opportunity. It seems like to me an opportunity when things, like I always say, when the material things are pulled away from the physical side on the universe, then that would mean that's just giving the opportunity, because I think everything has opportunities. It's actually pushing, compelling people the opportunity to connect to their spiritual side and their spiritual truths. And that's why I feel that maybe perhaps that what is like what you're talking about people facing these changes and circumstances and the illusionary things of power and manipulation, I think is going to be turning upside down, where those people who are clerics or whatever, or call themselves clerics as well, that then people are going to be compelled to look at themselves, like what you just said, that we realize we are our own co-creators, but sort of empowering the person themselves and giving that perspective, and by empowering them in a spiritual sense, that it's not just all about the physical world. There's a definite part of the spiritual world as well.
I like that analogy, and that's my personal belief system too. There is a strong, this is so uncanny, Andy, because there's such a strong focus on spirituality. The planet I talked about that rules open wounding, that's make up in the public sector, is actually the USA. It's in the USA chart. That is the asteroid Chiron. Right now, Chiron in the summer solstice chart falls in the house.
The reason why I asked that, I brought that up, because you talk about Pluto, and doesn't Pluto always correspond, relate to some inner depths of our own spiritualism?
Well, what I was going to say is the two planets that rule spirituality are Jupiter and Neptune, and they're exactly at the same degree on the summer solstice with the asteroid Chiron.
All three
of those entities are traveling together at the exact degree, and they're all retrograde, which means moving backwards. On a personal level, I would call that spiritual introspection. And it falls in the house of deep, deep feeling, intimacy, and it has to do with other people's money, which it works on a spiritual level, but it also applies to investments, the stock market, banks, money. So, yeah, through financial loss is what I'd say is what's going to lead people to reevaluate their spiritual leanings. And with Uranus, the planet of the unconventional and the unexpected in the house of spirituality, aspecting that in a real tight, funky degree, they're probably going to look outside the traditional belief system that they were brought up with. They're going to look for alternative answers, perhaps in metaphysics or in something that is totally foreign or different to what they are accustomed to. And they'll be thrust into that, like you said, probably through financial crises, Pluto. These eclipses that are hitting this summer are straddling the financial houses.
And that's happening, because right now in the United States right now, suppose we're... the stock markets are sort of going steadily up on an upswing, but yet unemployment has actually increased. Figure that. But then on real estate market over in the United States, for the first time, it's actually hit. They perceive as being bottom at the very bottom right now. It's not going to go. It'll probably stabilize for a while. It's not going to go further down, but it might not go that far up. Right away, it's just like we're there. I mean, way
then
they
that's
say.
An excellent time. With the sun being in Cancer on the summer solstice, Cancer rules real estate because it rules homes. So this might be an ideal time to buy
right now. If you're looking, if you have the money to invest in property, there would never be a better time. And you and I just did that. We invested in properties because we had the financial means to do that, and I feel now is a good market. One of the other things I just want to throw out there is one of the beautiful things, especially in Las Vegas, about this really bad economy, is they're offering a lot of freebies everywhere. I mean, if you look around, things are seriously discounted, and if you like to go out and have a couple cocktails and feel that's a luxury you can't afford, there's a lot of places that have, like, free happy hours here and there for promotions and that, you know. You just have to dial in, and you'll see there's a lot of perks to this bad economy. One of the things we're going to have to keep our eye on, and your realist is going, she's not that psychic because it's already really obvious, is that gas prices has gone back up. And Neptune, ruler of spirituality, also rules gas and oil resources, and that is showing up in our financial sectors, our financial houses again in the summer solstice chart. That's why you've seen the price of gas go up so rapidly, and gas oil resources are definitely going to be an issue. And because it's right next to the planet Jupiter and in a funky aspect to our foreign counterparts, Jupiter also ruling foreign places, it's going to bring us to have issues with foreign oil resources. But we're still going to be dependent on foreign sources for our oil and gas resources. But it's moving with Chiron, the open wounded, so it's still going to be an open sore that we have to do that. And it would really behoove us to start looking within our own nation for those reserves, because the more we go to look to foreign counterparts for that, that's how we get hurt, and that's how it costs us more money. And interestingly enough, the USA moon falls in loosely with the conjunction, which is all those planets together, Jupiter, Neptune, Chiron. The USA moon falls in with that. At gas, oil resources, our nation, open wounds, other people's money. That's how that all ties together. Mm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what's Pluto? Because you were mentioning earlier about Pluto having a significant something happening with it, and I'm sort of, I think I got mixed up between when you were talking about Pluto and Jupiter, and Neptune being the spiritual side. Now, you were mentioning earlier about Pluto affecting within the solstice.
Oh yeah, Pluto's a big time player, because Pluto just moved into Capricorn last November, and I believe we did a whole show on that. And I said Capricorn rules old school money, banks, insurance companies, anything that's old school money. It also rules corporate America. And as soon as Pluto went into Capricorn, that's when the economic crisis hit. It went from bad to worse. I didn't think it was going to happen that fast, but I've been predicting that for years. Pluto and Capricorn, the downfall of corporate America, and that's happening really rapidly. It showed up really prominently. It's showing up prominently in all the equinox and solstice charts because it's just into Capricorn, so it falls on the angles, and every time we have an equinox or a solstice, it is in a tight aspect to the sun entering that sign. On this summer solstice chart, Pluto is exactly opposite our sun, which makes us, puts us in a power and control struggle with open enemies. These are open enemies. These aren't hidden enemies. These are people we know are our enemies, whether it's on a personal level or a public level. On a personal level, like I said, your open enemy might be the bank or the corporation that you work for, because Pluto rules power, and it's in opposition to us in the summer solstice chart. So other people are going to be vying for us with power and control, and Pluto can also bring hidden things into the light, reinforcing that theme with eclipses bringing hidden things to light. So again, we have to be very careful for an attack on this country. There are some really positive things in this chart. We have the friends and allies that we do have are very much behind us at this point. And if we can establish our own foundation and communicate really effectively and learn from our allies' examples and work effectively with them, that is our strength. We have a lot of strength in that area.
So it's basically don't befriend your friends, and open.
No, do befriend your friends.
Right, yeah, but I mean, don't. Yeah, but don't screw with your friends. Because they're the ones who are gonna they're the only ones who basically got your back.
Right now, I'd say our friends do have our back.
Yeah, but I'm saying don't screw with them, because then they because they're the only ones who will have our back or have our back.
Yeah, they're giving. We don't have as much as we'd like to think so. This is my own interpretation. We don't have a lot as much strength as we have on our own. Other countries, other nations, other people are seeing us as wounded and vulnerable right now as a nation. That mostly applies to the USA chart as opposed to a personal level.
Right.
But we are very wounded, too, with gas and oil resources and being dependent on foreign countries. So it's giving other people more power, and where they might perceive that they have enough power to conquer us at this point or attack us. Where we can derive strength is through our allies and through our friends. You know, the strength in numbers.
Right.
We need to bring other people into our fold, and where it falls in the summer solstice chart is through a very effective communication. The planet that rules communication is in the summer solstice 12th house, which is secrets, which is hidden. If we keep, it's good to keep our strategies on the down low, but like you said, if we're sneaky, if we're not forthright, we are going to be exposed, because when you tie that planet in with the USA chart, boom, we'll be exposed right away.
Hmm. So do you think it's going to be, there's also a perspective of, and I don't want to sound, to Alex Jones here, but is it, do you have any inclinations that, there's always the talk about the political and the connections of being one and the same between whether it's the Clintons or the Bushes or now Obama with the Cheneys and all of them are pretty much like the New World Order thing and the Bilderbergs and Trilateral Commissions, which ironically is never, ever, ever talked about on major media, but is secretly talked about amongst everybody else. And now that Obama's put in open expanded powers to the Federal Reserve, which is owned by private entity owned by Rockefeller and the Morgans and others, do you feel that because most, I'd say like 95% of the population or 90% of the population may not be open to those what the realities of our monetary and real. Behind the scenes political systems that are happening. I mean, that's what I was comparing even with Iran with the situation they're going through, but with their, there was pretty much obvious of what was going on with them, their manipulation of their own politics through their theocracy. And yet here we sit around thinking, oh, we're all, we got a good political system, but people maybe not realize that there's a game going on that might come into more fruition. That's why I was thinking that, I know you were talking about maybe, exposure that Obama may not have been born here or whatever, but I think it's going to be, there's a possibility that there's going to be more things coming about.
More surprises, lots more surprises.
Like the Republicans and Democrats are playing us. It's like you're it, now
well,
you're
that's
it.
That's okay if they are together, the Republicans and the Democrats. Cause
no, but not in a good way. I mean that they're playing us. They're playing. It's though the parlor trick. Here's we're fighting over here, but when the curtains close and the thing's over, hey, we've got now. You take this, you take that. And then when they step out, I hate you, da da da. And then they
it's
close
like professional
the
wrestling where the wrestlers beat each other.
Exactly.
And then they party
yeah.
Together.
Well, that's actually that's perfect. Yeah, we have our own raw out there, and then on the behind the scenes, we're just being being played with, and that's I. Wonder if that's ever going to come into fruition of what's really going on. I mean, it was sort of, and that's why I was wondering if that's, because I see a parallel maybe what's happened to Iran, that maybe that'll ripple into the consciousness of people within the United States, because we're being forced, here's what's happening within the United States, by having all the economics pulled from our hands, and all the things, and people are forced to face up to certain realities on the physical level. It's also affecting them on the spiritual level, which is actually their higher self, which tells the truth. So there's no curtains there. There's no walls there when you see the other side. and maybe for the other, they're going to be seeing that other side. There's some people esoterically call it the communication of the other realm, which we've separated ourselves from, or tried to separate ourselves from, that when that information is connected, then we know the truth, and so they can't, there's no BS, and on this plane, all of a sudden, those disclosures are fruitioned in front of us, and then people who want to play the drone can continue playing the drone out of choice, even though it's thrown right in front of their face. You know, here's the hot dog with the mustard, and you're biting onto it. It ain't a hamburger, you know. And
well, I've never looked at us as divided. Like, I look at the chart very simplistically as us as a united front. No matter what our government is, no matter if, you know, the Republicans are in cahoots with the Democrats, I never looked at having our open enemy within our own country. That's an interesting perspective. I do kind of mention something like that in my report, like, let's not work against each other. Say our government is working in collusion with the two parties, that's okay, because it gives us more strength in government, even if they're doing it behind the scenes and screwing us. When it comes to our foreign counterparts that think they have a lot of power falsely, like Hitler did in the 30s or whatever.
Right, or like Japan.
Mussolini. At least if the Republicans and Democrats are working together behind the scenes, that'll give us more strength. Are they screwing us?
Well,
they've always screwed us. We've always screwed.
What you're implying is, this is what I'm thinking you're implying is, like, like when the U.S. got attacked, I remember 9/11, all of a sudden everybody, even the, I didn't even like Bush, everybody even got behind, everybody unified. It was like after Pearl Harbor, how, you know, a nation was, you know, a sleeping giant, and all of a sudden we got woken up by the foreign enemy, and all of a sudden they unified. I remember living in Israel during the 80s, and it was, they had the same situation. They'd eat each other. The worst thing they said is when there's peace, they eat each other. But when they're attacked, I've never, like, over there, they immediately so unify amongst themselves. They may be left-wing, right-wing over there, but when they're attacked and there's a terrorist or there's a war, they unify, and it's sort of the same, people are people, and the same maybe situation. I mean, we all experienced it after 9/11, that, you know, how people realize for a short period, realize that we're all this, you know, we're all in this boat together, and maybe here we are with the economic crisis, we're all in the same boat, and then perhaps we're still not learning the lesson, so now here's the universe throwing us another lesson too, because I look at things that are lessons, that okay, you didn't get lesson number one, so we're going to up it, here's another lesson too. Well, God forbid we're attacked or something, God forbid something happens, but then it forces us to, again, to reevaluate ourselves and look how we're, and to bring a togetherness, to trying to, I think it's just a trying to heal process, by unification that you're talking about.
And healing through spirituality, that's how it shows up in the chart.
Right.
I totally agree with you.
Instead of dividing us consistently, because we're always constantly, see, I think the three parameters of our problems in our societies, or and this is worldwide, is there are three easy. There's hate, there's fear, there's division. And you take those three away, then there's not, you have a different situation.
But you're always going to have that. You're never going to have world peace, and you just gave the perfect reason why, because when they're peace. People need adversity. People need drama. It's human nature. If there's no adversity, yeah, they will start eating each other alive. But if anything that threatens us as a country, you're right, does seem to pull us together. The question here would be, are these things that threaten our country, are they truly coming from overseas, from our enemies, or are they coming from our own government, which is sort of the point you brought up a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
'Cause that's where that could work against us, if in fact the higher governments are working against the people. But I think that'll come back to bite them in the ass, and we would survive. They, you know, that has the potential to be exposed. Also, there's people that believe that 9/11 was orchestrated by the Bush administration. I don't know if I agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that
either. There's just one thought that.
I don't think they orchestrated. I think they orchestrated to let's okay. They're gonna hit, they, you know, to maybe cover up I think to the they covered up their own incompetency of not preventing it. Let me put it that way. That's what I think happened. But
well, it's interesting because George Bush isn't in office anymore, so he got blamed for everything, including Hurricane Katrina, and that's another example that did bring the nation closer together. We've had a lot of things going on, but you can't blame George Bush anymore, so who do you blame? Maybe we're looking for somebody to blame.
Well, when it comes to the blame, I think the blame game is always the same lame game, but it comes down to, you know, who allowed him to be in power, the people of the United States. So you can't blame one person when people allowed them to take the pen and strike the bill. So
we're
you know,
all in it together. If we're
yeah,
a united democracy
yeah.
and we're fighting for that,
whether you allow it if you allow it to happen out through apathy, that's also a choice to allow that person to do carry those events. So it's co-created. That's why I said we all we create our own things around us. But at the same time, by our lack of initiative is also creating, you know, is creating that experience of our apathy or disengagement of allowing other people to assume power and aspect is also a choice in our co-creation of the events to happen. But I was going to ask you now on a personal scale, because I know we're going a lot back and fluctuating from between. I'm using the wrong word, I know. And I'm a writer. From personal to political, on the personal though, on that scale, it seems like it does evolve from the round side of people who are we're all being forced into the individual spirituality of concepts through having what's happening with the certain events that you mentioned, with whether it's through economics and changes and whatnot. Can you tell us, like, in sequences, like, okay, we're now right now in June, and in July, on a personal note, on a person-to-person level, what do you see happening within the next 3 months, starting in July?
No, actually, I didn't break it down like that, so you kind of put me on the spot. I can't tell you what.
Well, if you were to look at because you looked on as a nation as a whole, and if somebody says, well, then how does that relate to me? How would you say? What would you say?
Well, I'd say I feel like people. I don't know how to say it any different than I said it before. Right now, people sort of feel at the mercy of that. At significant others that are more powerful, whether it be their corporation, the banks, the government. It's sort of like, on an individual level, a person might feel like the whole world is against them right now because other people have more power over them. Their power comes through their friends, who they know, you know, the people that can help them, their neighbors, their friends.
And what would you advise them then?
Don't close yourself off. Don't think that this, you know, obviously your circumstance is personal to you, but don't forget to socialize. Don't forget to stay in touch with your friends. Don't forget to, you know, help your neighbor out. Neighbors and friends, the community sense, like, and it's like the little guy versus the big guy, the corporations again, the banks.
So don't withdraw like a hermit, or don't withdraw feeling all depressed in a corner. Try to get...
No, and don't keep secrets. The more you, like, say you're a prominent person and you don't want people to know you're losing your fortune and you're keeping it secret, you'll be exposed anyway. Admit your vulnerability. Take the time to downsize. A lot of people are declaring bankruptcy. It's not something they want to do, but it's something they have to do, but it'll help them be stronger. I also do a monthly forecast on my website, zodiacbuzz.com. July will be up July 1st, and if you can go back to June and look up your forecast for June, you can look up your forecast for July. I should have August. I'll have August up August 1st, and that's when you can look at your own individual horoscope. Each month I do all the signs, what they can expect for the month, and I also do a featured sign for the month. And in July, I'm featuring the sign of Cancer. And for the featured sign, I do a yearly forecast. So if you're a Pisces, say, go back and read March's horoscope, and you'll have an overview of your year, and then just keep up monthly with my forecast. And again, I do all that out of my head. That's ZodiacBuzz.com. That's right on the first page of my blog. You can also follow me on MySpace.com/KFezza. F as in Frank, E-Z-Z-A. There's a lot of stuff on my profile page, and I put my horoscopes up on there, too. And if you want to add me as a friend, you'll always know, like, when I'm on your show, when I publish a blog, or when I publish something important on my website, if you really want to clue in. I'm on Facebook also under Carrie Fezza.
Now, I understand you have now an 800 number that people can contact you directly to either set up a reading or get an astrological analysis of their charts.
Sure. My 1-800 number, good anywhere in the world, is 1-866-395-1340. 1-866-395-1340. Please don't call me to ask how much I charge. That information is on my website, ZodiacBuzz.com, under consultations, and MySpace.com/KFezza. You can look up everything I have to offer, how much I charge. If you want to book me for a large event to do tarot cards at like a party or a wedding, my going rate's $100 an hour, or if you just want to do a little private party where your guests pay, it would be 20 minutes for $20, and that would be tarot. So there's lots of ways to find out more about me, and this is a good place to hear what I sound like on your show. With the summer solstice, we're looking at a three-month forecast that would apply to everybody as a whole, where the monthly forecasts are geared towards the individual sun signs. So for July, it's a big focus on ourselves because it's our birthday. So as a nation, as the United States of America, it's a new beginning for us. Your birthday is always your new year. It doesn't always fall with the calendar new year. If your birthday's August 1st, then that's your new year. So the United States gets a fresh start in July. That's a new year for us. And it's a fresh start for new beginnings. We have a lot of positive planets in there. So it's a good time to really celebrate. And I would encourage us as a nation to be more patriotic and just really get out there July 4th and show the world that we're still strong. We still care. The worst thing that can happen to us is that we have dissension within our own ranks, or we look divided, because that's going to make us even more weak and more vulnerable. In August, there's going to be a big focus on finances. This is all about money and the economy right now, the next 3 months, especially when it comes to gas prices. Thank God it's not winter, so we're using a lot of gas heat. But you might want to heat your pools if you live in a warm climate like us through solar energy, especially in August. Just really going to have to tweak our finances, so expect to hear a lot more about the economy. And as we move into September and approach the autumnal equinox, it's going to be about communication, communicating effectively, slow forward, steady progress. And again, the emphasis is going to come back to gas, oil, resources, and spirituality. There's always going to be a main underlying theme of healing our wounds through spiritual means. And again, it's going to be unconventional spirituality, like metaphysics, things that would a new belief system. And then remember in the beginning we talked about changes? There can be very profound changes within the overall belief systems. You know, I think traditional religion is phasing out and people are embracing new thoughts. Neptune is spirituality, which to me is religion without boundaries. So it doesn't matter if you're Jewish.
That's probably me, the major shifts that are happening that everybody's talking about, which I mean, I mentioned in even this show, but I've been in other shows and other people we've always talked about, and the Hopis and Kabbalistical and Taoism and I Ching, about the ascension process that's happening and that now things
I think the ascension process is very key, and it's just going to be as you mentioned, the ascension process, it's sort of reinforced in the planets.
Yeah, well, definitely, because the planets are realigning. Actually, we're actually going, and people, if you watch, look even are the electromagnetic areas in the United States and around the world are actually definitely changing right now. In fact, you can check out NASA's website and you can see how they're consistently changing. We're having unusual, I'd call them aberrations, but not almost aberration-like weather with patterns of clouds and stuff that are happening around the world right now. That almost
how about the climate change? Unusual weather.
No, but there are cloud incidents. I've seen people send me pictures from around the world showing like it almost looks like something out of some biblical proportion, like this, like almost like a whirlwind of clouds and stuff that's happening. That's so unusual that in the lighting and everything, dark and light. I mean, it's unreal, and things are happening really differently. And people are going to see the crusts and changing within our own, the earthquakes and hurricanes and we are shifting our polarity of the world is shifting, so that's going to shift everything that has to do with all the alignment, which has to do with the planets, which happens to do that how all the people who are the cynics of astrology are now coming to reality that hey, wait a second, there is something to the effects, even through quantum physics, through the alignment of our planets, because they create certain alignments of our electromagnetic patterns within our own DNA and our own spiritual concepts and our own spirituality, and they're all sort of interconnected. So now I think the esoteric parts of astrology are now merging back to how our ancestors recognized them, and for some reason they were diminished with a lot of people thinking that they're all like a Ouija board, when in fact they were really science. And there are plenty of people who even in then powerful positions have always utilized them. That's for those cynics out there who are listening to about astrology and that they, well, what does that all the planets have to do with me? Well, they do. And example, you can listen to my past shows with Carrie, who's done her analysis. And like I said, now she's an American. She's now
now I'm an American citizen.
But in the past, I had her on, and anybody can check out. It was I think it was 2007 or 2000. I recall, but I mean, you go through all of my past shows with Carrie, and there was one I had where I actually had her do analysis of all the candidates, and it's amazing how she was so right on. Both on Obama, about how he was receptive, and even Thompson, who would have been probably a better perspective and a better challenge toward Obama than McCain. And then how you came out about how Edwards was going to be having an affair and
well, that
all
was
that.
Eclipses. That's when the eclipses at that point in time were affecting Geminis, and he was a Gemini, and hidden things coming to light, people found out he had a love child while his wife was pregnant. So let me throw a couple key dates out to your listeners. July 7th, July 21st, August 5th. The week around those dates, look for significant events, even though we're already feeling the energy of those are the eclipse dates.
What were those dates again?
July 7th, July 21st, and August 5th.
Okay. And you guys, everybody write that down.
That doesn't mean doom and gloom. I'm not a big, if you're looking at things, you can watch the news every night, there's tragedy all over the place, and those could foretell of maybe tragic circumstances, but those are also dates when people are going to feel significant changes in their own life, and that's what's stirring things up. But it can be positive if you make the necessary changes in your life. That's one point I just want to get across. If you feel that it's time to make change, do it. Because if you don't, the universe will do it for you. And
wow.
If you need a professional consultation, call me and I'll help you out with it. 1-866-395-1340.
God, I was just about to ask you that and say reiterate your phone number. And Carrie, I want to once again thank you so much for coming on my show. Once again, to disclose your information about the cosmos and how it relates to us in this particular vortex of linear time here. And everybody, if you got any questions, do contact her. If you happen to, you can always re-listen to this on the archive. It should probably be in my archives probably no later than like Monday or Tuesday. Usually it's faster. They've been really good about that. again, I want to thank her for coming on my show. Thank you, Carrie. And thank you, listeners, for listening to my show. God bless you all, and have a great, great weekend. And again, to the people of Iran, my heart and my mind is with you. God bless you all of you with you. And with that, We All Belong by Denise Vasquez. And check her out, denisevasquez.com. God bless you.
Times I've tried to tell you, 20 times I've cried alone. With some surprise, how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you when I yield to your advice? When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. No lo sabes, te aseguro que es verdad. El cariño que es sincero no se acaba con crueldad. Olvida lo que fuimos y desprecias lo más fiel. Pero juntitos prendimos que la luna era de miel. Junto a ti, solo es mi angela, junto a ti como radio de luz que ha brotado el cielo. No importa por venir si sufrir es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know now how much we really care. But I hear your voice inside me, and I see your face everywhere. Now I see we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. Junto a ti, solo es mi angelo. Junto a ti como radio de luz que ha brotado el cielo. No importa por venir si sufrir es mi triste